In Sefer Licha Shleima, Sefer Psachim from Hagoyin of Shem Zaman Erbach, the Rebbein of Rafa, they bring down Shem Zaman was just a Shaila. You can make a Sheva Bracha the night of Asar B'Tavis. This week, Asar B'Tavis is on Thursday. We know every time this Siva, besides Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, every time it starts in the morning. The fast starts in the morning, at night you're not to eat. But what about making a Sheva Bracha this week, Asar B'Tavis is on Thursday? If there's a Sheva Brachas Wednesday night, can you make a Sheva Brachas Wednesday night? Chayyad Yachafnus this week, right? No reason why not. And the Shtuk Pella to me that none of the places can speak about the Shaila. It seems to be Mislam Maisim every single year. Not Bechoyim, but every year there should be Yachafnus this week. So can you make a Sheva Brachas that night? But it seems no one speaks about the Shaila. He doesn't explain the Shaila. But I was thinking that the Shem would be, even though the time starts in the morning, but there is a Shem Hasar B'Tavis already from the night. And I found one halacha the person can bring down. They say Beloshin Bal Nefesh Yachmir. Bal Nefesh Yachmir Machmir on Tashma Shemita, the night of the Gimel Tzemes also. The night of Simbadaya and Shivas B'Tamuz and Hasar B'Tavis. It's not Mikah Hadin. It's not as maybe Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av. And the person can say that if it's a Leil Tfila, you should not be Machmir. Which, on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, of course, it is also. But a Leil Tfila, you should not be Machmir. The person can even say that Mishan Lekayim Puruvu should not be Machmir. Some Lekayim yet Puruvu should not be Machmir. Of anyone else, the notion is a Bal Nefesh should be Machmir.
That's
Alzheimer's. It's not common, right? That would think. Right. Very good, very good. Right. Now, Tzum Gedaya would be a Sheva Brachas would become out with Tzayr Hashanah.
Right.
I've never heard of Sheva Brachas Tzayr Hashanah. On the Chari, you could have Chas at the end of Elul, and it would be a Sheva Brachas Tzayr Hashanah. It should happen. It should be the same Shanah there also. Shavuos B'Tamuz should be more common, but that already maybe it's poshut that the night of Shavuos B'Tamuz it may not be a tainus, but it's already been a mitzvah. I think the 3 weeks starts already from the night. I think the poshut starts with Shavuos B'Tamuz at night. So the shayla seems to be mainly at Asar B'Tavis. So mashal this week, if you had a chas this week, do you make a Sheva Brachas at Asar B'Tavis? So the shayla is. The night. It's the 3 weeks. It's the 3 weeks thing. I'm not even sure. Right. Actually, I mean, I don't know. Can you make maybe mamash in the 3 weeks? If someone gets married 2-3 days or Shiva to the Talmud, the Chari, the Chasnas, until the 3 weeks, then can they make Shav Brachos every night of the 3 weeks? I don't know. Do people do that? But definitely the Shaila is should be very mutzli on Asar B'Tavis, and Shul Pella, the person doesn't speak about it. So Shem Zaman's answer was, the way they write, he told the person, Sheva Tatzadif. He couldn't give him a straight answer, couldn't say whether it's Mutzah or Asa. He just said, since it's a Shaila, it's a Sheva Tatzadif, and he says, don't make a Sheva Brachas. And they write that Shem Zaman was Moisif, that Befrat, he had his own personal opinion that Sheva Brachas are very overdone. And he said that the Alta, there's no such minig amol to make Sheva Brachas every single night, the way we do today. And he quoted Chuvas Sam Seifer and Ebenezer Simon Kuchav Beis of Sam Seifer writes the Zelen Shoinai. His lashon is the Miyom Eloi Shemayin of Eloi Vino bePetterberg Domain. In my days that we never saw anyone make Shabbachu Miyem Sheni VeElach Shem Bracha. That anyone make a Sheva Brachas after the night of the Chasna. Seifer writes that it was never done. It was only the night after by the Chasna by benching after Suda they made Sheva Brachas, but already the next day there was no such thing. V'rak Pam Achas. It happened one time in Maisa that somebody made a Sheva Brachas on Shabbos, and there's a Gadol there, and the Gadol Paskin yes to make Sheva Brachas, the laws don't call Medina. So I'm saying, he writes, as the ganze Medina, the ganze country was making a tumult bad, and like, who ever heard of Sheva Brachas on Shabbos, or any Sheva Brachas after? Now, even though it's Medina the Gemara, it's a Fesha Gemara, it's called Achim Shulchan Aruch. But the Chasam Sefer says, we never saw anyone do it, and it's an Ayah Maisa. Definitely not chiyev. I mean, that's right.
I don't know why, but it doesn't sound like he's talking to
the. Well, the din is the halacha of Sheva Brachas is when you have a suzon l'kovid the chasen l'kala. Has to be a suzon l'kovid. When you make a suzon l'kovid the chasen l'kala, you make Sheva Brachas. If it's a regular Shabbos suzon, it's not l'kovid the chasen l'kala, then you don't make Sheva Brachas either. The teretz is our Shabbos Sheva Brachas. There's something extra, they make a little, they bring extra food, something extra on Kavach HaSal, more guests, more Achim, there's something extra on Kavach HaSal, more people.
What about the minute the Rambam, the Gemara,
yeah, of course. I mean, in the Gemara, you find the one always talks about it, and you always find, but the Chacham Sofer is saying it's never done. So miyomai like shemana v'leivinu. That's his lashon, and somebody did it one time, and they made it. It's a man of shemazam, and my uncle, I'll tell you, my uncle Rav Michael Shurkin, he's a tzanagir, and he's a mechutnim shemazam, and he's once sitting by a sherev brachas of shemazam, and shemazam turned to him and said to him, "Azab betul tayir." He said, this whole thing is a zabbatul tayr. That's what he felt. He said he came, you know, he felt obligated to come, but he felt that the whole, that was his opinion. So it could be his psak over here, the night of Aseret Teves, much of this week, Wednesday night, was partly influenced by his opinion that, you know, Sher Brachos are, maybe should not be done, or they're unimportant. Maybe a different Rav, a different Gadol who would hold more than if Sher Brachos, maybe he would look the other way, and look to make Sher Brachos. But Akoponim, that was Rav Shem Zaman Brachos psak. A chasana, the night of Sobatavis? That he doesn't talk about. Maybe if people won't do it, I'll mazel. You know, maybe it's not a yerim from the good mazel. I could see. I don't know if it's brought down, but they do a chasana. They make chasana the night of Sobatavis. Mashal, this week they're chasana Wednesday night. Oh, so maybe if they make chasana, maybe Kosh can make share brachas. I don't know. Yeah, I see. Sometimes we think this is Sherbach's not important. Yeah, Hezebach, isn't it? What? There's no Sherbach, there's no Sherbach, there's no Sherbach, I won't say that. But that was the Pesach. But like, I think I may have said, but Shomazama did say, if it would be denied at Tainus Esther, then Yitaka would make Sherbach. Even though it's also has a Shem Tainus Esther. And he doesn't explain it, but part of the reason is there's a basic chiluk between the Tainus of Tainus Esther and all the other Dalat Tainus. The other Dalat Tainus are a din of Avelus, the Avelus on the Chubin. Tainus Esther is not Avelus. Tainus Esther is Bechama Avelus. It's Zecha for the Tainus that Esther Malkah made in the Maestro Megon Sester. I was always thinking that Tainus Esther maybe is a little bit more than that. Tainus Esther is also a Shait in Kabbalah, as Purim is a Merdeka day for Kapara. Shait in Zoya Kurdish as Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is like Yom Kippur. Me, Nidma, the me. Which do you compare on which? The smaller you compare on the bigger. If Yom Kippur is something, is a day which is compared to Purim, Vice Place says Purim is even a bigger Yom Kapara in a certain Mida of Pikabbalah. The main lesson, since we're coming into Purim with a Yom which is Merdeka Kapara, that's why this Kedaita Fias to help the kapara. The meaning of a tainus is it helps the kapara. It says if you mark a chen of a domi, it helps the kapara. It says every, I think it's the same meaning for the chasen akama b'yom chupasim that they fast. The reason is they're having a kapara b'yom chupasim. When you have a yom kapara, you want to add to it a tainus, the kare of a tainus. But this, there's no stira to a yom kapara, to the day of kapara, from having a simcha from a sher brachas. A sher brachas might be a stira to avelus. If we hold our Sarbat Tevis already, the Bissel Avela starts at night, the way the place brings down, by Nefesh Yachmin, after the Misham Shvitasek, then even at night you don't have a steer to the Avelos and the Chubin. But the Tainus Esther is no Avelos, even though you're fasting for the Kapara on the day, but if you're doing a mitzvah, you're making a bracha, you're doing a Zavit Kans Chazal, you're making a Sudas mitzvah, there's other Rabbis, there's nothing wrong with it. That's right. Oh, yeah. Right. It says no din about Nefesh Yachmin, but it's not because that doesn't mean there's no Shem Tainus Esther on that night.
No.
It could be. And the reason why we fast on Tainus Esther, we don't fast on Purim, is because Purim you can't fast. Purim is the Yom Mishnah Simcha. Same thing in Chuppah. You fast before the Chuppah, not the day of the Chuppah. Not actually after the Chuppah, because it's not a day to fast. But you want to chaper in the Tainus before. So that's what he says in Pasha, that Leil Tainus Esther, you could make Shem Rachel. Right, but yeah. Okay. Yeah. But now, even though we don't want to even mark them up the fast on Friday, which is a struggle with the Evet, because it's not so important to be that day. Shemazam is also a chilak. Rechitza is also on the Gimel Tzaymus. It's not a Zayvi Tishra from Kippur, but it isn't. It's a Rechitza Kolgufay. Now I'm a Kolgufay take shower or bath, kogufay on the Gimel Tzaymus, and not Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther, even though it's a tannus, and we share some food, some eating, but there's no Rechitza at all. And the same reason, because it's Rechitza is an infant from Avelos, an infant of Tzimusabel. It's not an Indian of the, but the Tainus Esther is an infant of Kapara, Rechitza is not an infant of Kapara, it's not Shechitza, but an infant of Kapara. Well, I was saying it's in Yom Kippur. We only the Pashup Shem Tainus Es is in Yom Kippur. It's just a Zecha for the Tainus Es the Makom Eid. I'm Shem Zaman Erbach also is Mitzayin the Beis Yosef and the Eretz Tavash who are very mafflig in the Choyma of Tzum Gedalia. Beis Yosef is in Tavkuf Nun and the Eretz Tavash in Jush Beis they speak about Yichas the Choyma of Asar B'teis Befrat from all the Tzaymis B'teis Befrat the Zecha Choyma Tzakeh Barach V'Shem the Bahag. I think of Kabbalah that the Bahag said that if a service would fall out on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. The only time is that if it would fall out on Shabbos, we would fast even on Shabbos. That's how Chumr it is. And Chari, the Chumr is because the service is the beginning of the Churban. That the fourth same is Abba Tzimnesar, Abba, and the service was when the Buchadnezzar, Russia, that's when he started to lay siege on Yishalayim, and he started the whole Mechamah. And then on Shivas of the Talmud, he broke through the wall. And then on Tisha B'Av was the actual Churban, Hagadol. And then on some Gedalia, it was after the Churban, Gedalia Ben Yecharkim was Nerag, he was a Nazi, and many of them were killed that day. And Atzar started that day. But it all started with Asar B'Tevis. So Asar B'Tevis was really this day is the beginning of the Churban, it's the day of the Mesabel. Rather, the way we're saying that they didn't have a tainus on. We know Tainus and Yom Kippur is for Kapara, and we're saying maybe for Tainus it's also for the Kapara of Yom Purim. So what's the meaning of the Tainus for Avelis of the Churban? If the other Tainusim are all for Avelis, so we combine a Tainus in Avelis. What's the first thing have to do with Avelis? It's similar to Tshuva. Is that
Shemana?
The Tainus is, it's more Tshuva. Right. And where does Tshuva come into the down the terraces? We have to be, besides the Avelos, we have to learn Tshuva for our Avelos to cause the Churban. And as Rebbe Chazal said, Kol Yom Shuri Nidl Beis HaMikdash, we have to feel the King of Chorav Yomav. As every today, every day there was a Churban, and we could feel that every day, but throughout these days, like a Sar B'Tavis and the Dalm Tzayim, we should feel that if it wouldn't be felt there is time, then if we do Tshuva today, then we would have a Beis HaMikdash, so it's the King of Chorav Yomav. That's the next item. Another Shaila, another Licha Shema, they asked, was, there was a chasna on Yud Aleph Tevis. This year, Yud Aleph Tevis is Friday. It's not common to have chasna. So let's say regularly, let's say a Sarva Tevis will come out on a Tuesday, and someone was getting married Wednesday night. So the Shaila is, you have to fast Yom Kippur. He's fasting on Tuesday for Sarva Tevis, and then Wednesday, the next day, is Yom Kippur.
Yud Aleph Tevis is Thursday night.
Oh, this year, Yud Aleph Tevis is. Okay, so let's say it's a chasna, but I don't think you're a chasna. No, Yud Aleph Tevis is. No, this year. Isn't it? I'm sorry. Sabbath Tevis is.
Sabbath
Tevis is. It's Thursday, right? Right. If to be a Chasna Thursday night. Oh, so that would be. He'll be fasting a Sabbath Tevis for his Chasna. That would be. Someone had a Chasna Thursday night. It would be altogether, not the Shayna. But the Shayna is, let's see, the Chasna. Sabbath Tevis 1 year comes out on, let's see. For example, Monday is a Chasna Tuesday night. So he has to fast 2 days in a row. And it's shvet to fast 2 days in a row, even short tenesim, like I said, like this time of year, it's still not easy for us because my name would fast 2 tenesim. So, Shem Zaman said, Merdek Psach, he said, you don't have to fast. The Chasna Gandhi can be so much on the tainus of a Sarbat Davis. If they're fasting 2 days before, they could say that tainus goes on the chuppah also. Let's say the Sarbat Davis was Tuesday and the Chasna was Wednesday night, just fast Tuesday, Wednesday you don't have to fast, and be so much on the tainus of Tuesday for the Chasna on Wednesday night.
You do that with your
yes. He doesn't talk about that, but he says that, and he brings Uriah, Shem Zaman brings Uriah to it from a Steak Hamid. He has a Yotzei Yud Aleph Tevis, I'm sure there are many.
I don't know what it's like to me. He has two of his parents back to back.
Wow. We're going to get that soon, what he said about Tainus and Yotzei. But let's get back to this. Shem Zaman Paskin that you could be so much on the tainus of Asar B'Tevis for the chuppah that's a day later. And his mokker is the Steik Chemed. The Chemed was just a shayla about someone that had to travel to his chasana. It was going to be, I think, the day after Asar B'Tevis. And while traveling, nothing to do with Asar B'Tevis. Someone had traveled to his chasna, and in those days traveling was very difficult. They went by wagon, it was very, very bumpy, and fasting was very hard on them. So they wanted to know what they should do if they have to fast as a chasna kala. So the Techemet Paskin, that since that day of the chasna they'll be traveling, and it's hard for them to fast the day they're traveling, fast a few days earlier. Just pick a few days earlier make the tainus then, and that'll be for chasna. So Shlomo Zalman said, you see from here that the tainus for chasna kalam doesn't have to be mamash on that day. You could do it a few days earlier. I don't really understand the tushkal. Because over there by Stechem's case, they were making a tainus miyuchid for the chuppah. They taka made it earlier. They fasted a few days before the chuppah, but they hadn't zin this time for the chuppah. In this case, they were fasting anyway for Sar B'Tavis. It wasn't a special time for the chuppah. They were fasting for Sar B'Tavis. If Shem Zalman was saying a chivish, you could be soymech and use that for the chuppah also. I don't know. Haven't zin for the chuppah, but yeah, you could be chapping around both. So is that work? Is that a riot in Stechemis?
But if you have one for this week, this and that.
It was all on the same day. Right. I don't know. Yeah, go give an extra time. You owe an extra time. So yeah, I don't know. To me, the sushi is this. And Shem Zalman does say that the vidui, the minig is chasna kalam say vidui. The vidui they should say, as the vidui of Yom Kippur. The vidui they should say on the day of the chasna. It's not so clear to me. Does he mean that you should say? Does the chemist say that also? I think Shem Zalman says that. Should you do vidui both days? Should you do vidui on the day that you're fasting? And then again, is it vidui with the tainus, or is it just the vidui on the day of the chuppah? Well, it sounds like it's only vidui on the day of the chuppah, and the vidui does not have to be together with the tainus. Maybe you wouldn't have the vidui tzadamim with the tainus. Oh, so, you know, I was... Yeah, he says the vidui, yeah, enochan. I was thinking again, we're asking Rav Shem Zalman on Chorus Night Susha so much to Stechemi, because that was the time from Yuchid. But I was thinking, I don't know if anyone uses this, but for a lot of Chassanim and Kalas, fasting on the day of the Chasna is very difficult. They come to the Chasna, a lot of people don't fast well and they don't feel well. Could we make it until Chasna and Kala, if you don't feel well the day of a Tanis, fast 2 days before? Be Makdamid, maybe like the Stechemi said, if you're traveling the day of the Chasna and it's very hard to fast, he said, be mocked them the tainus a few days before and don't fast the day of the chuppah. So maybe the same thing, anybody that I was saying my one time, I was by chasna and the chasna in the middle of dancing started getting sick, started vomiting, throwing up, being makey, and he had to go out, and he was mamish outside for like an hour and a half. The chasna was waiting for him and he pushed and got sick from the tainus. So it shouldn't happen to anybody. But maybe according to Stechemet, you should tell Chasna Kalna they want to come to the Chasna and enjoy the Chasna and be okay. Maybe we could tell them they don't want to lose out any from the tainus. Yom Chuposte, the Stechemet said, if it's difficult the day of the chuppah, you can do it a few days earlier. I'm not asking, I don't know if it's done that way. But that was a tzak. Shem Zalman said another chiddush that she said, even if the Asar B'Tavis would be the day after the Chasna, let's say like this year, Chassavatez on Thursday, someone's getting married on Wednesday, well that would be, like you said, a chasna on Wednesday night, and I have a Sobatevis. Does he have to fast Wednesday and again Thursday Sobatevis? And it's difficult? So Shlomo Zalman said, no, the same thing. Be semech on the tainus of a Sobatevis for the chuppah also. And that's a chiddush, afterwards. It's one thing to say Chemet said, you can be mocked in the tainus before, but here Shlomo Zalman is saying, you can be semech, especially the way we wanted to say, that the tainus is for the kapara. I mean, you have the kapara, and as maybe it's only because you're waiting for the tainus, and then you'll finish it off the kapara with the tainus the next day.
He also brings the statement
that
the
shittus
over there, that the
siyam is simchus,
so some
shittus
don't even fast.
Oh, that he doesn't say that. But from some zama, I saw shibuchivish that what's takkah din of a chasam that comes out of sobatevus during the shavu brachos. You see from here that he held you do fast. The fact that they have their own personal simcha of shavu brachos is doicha tachman. But it's not deicha the tainus of Sabbath. I don't know. I didn't know what the din is. I mean, you have to ask. But I just see he names the pasha that it's not deicha tainus. Chasan of Kala. So comes the tainus Stephen in the middle of the Shavu Brachos. He seems to say for the pasha do fast, and he says this chiddush that if they need it, if it's difficult, they can be semach on that for that tainus of Yom Kippur. I think others say also that for whatever reason Chasan of Kala missed the tainus of Yom Kippur, they can be mashal on it later on. I don't think they should. I think it could be any time. Pick any day. And even if the chasna was in the summer, go pick a day in the winter, a short day, ready to be mashed on it. If you don't mind waiting for that schuss, if you don't mind waiting for that schuss, but then things are shaped. But that was his psak. We had today, Baruch Shem, a bris here in Beis Medrash, bris mila. But another shayla, Licha Shleima, it's actually Ramah. Actually, there's another shayla about if you have a bris on a Sar B'Tavis, we know when there's a bris, there's no tachman. What about Avinu Malkeinu? This week, on Sarbat Tevis, Thursday, by every time, we say Avinu Malkeinu. But what if there's a bris in Shul? The same way you don't say tachman, do you say Avinu Malkeinu? So the Emes is Ramah in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Simatav Reish Bey, is Benagei Aser Semei Tshuva. But Ramah paskins that during Aser Semei Tshuva, in case there's a bris, you do say Avinu Malkeinu. During Aser Semei Tshuva, there's a bris meaningless, there's no tachman, but you say Avinu Malkeinu. But it doesn't say Benagei the Dal Tzaymus. But sounds also, it should be shayla, a very common shayla, a bris on the Dal Tzaymus. And it doesn't say whether you say Avinu Malkeinu. So Shem Zalman was clarifying, maybe Avinu Malkeinu on Aser Semei Tshuva is more important, is more chomer. And that's why we don't give up Avinu Malkeinu even by a bris. We have to say it for Aser Semei Tshuva. But Tanaisim, maybe Avinu Malkeinu is less important. So maybe you do, maybe you don't say it by a bris.
Well, what's the chance? Is it
he doesn't say that. I don't know. He doesn't explain it. But what's the Ramot Chiddush? The Ramot does say a Chiddush that even by bris you say Avinu Malkeinu. It's likely to be happening or not. Yeah, as I, maybe you're right. It's Gachan and Tachnan. And as I, we don't say, he does say. Even though we don't see Tachnan, Avinu Malkeinu we say. But the Shaila was, what about by Zal Tzaymus? So that seems wasn't clear, but Maaser Shlomo Zalman said that we don't have a mokka, but we should do like the Ramos says by a sesame chew, but not be mechalad. So if there ever is a bris by a sarbat tevis or any zalat tzaymus, according to Shlomo Zalman Erbach, you do say Avinu Malkeinu. You say Avinu Malkeinu. On Bahav, places that actually fast Bahav and they say Avinu Malkeinu, they had a little steer. One time Shlomo Zalman was by Avinu Bahav and there was a bris and they were fasting and he said, don't say Avinu Malkeinu. And it was a different time, he changed his mind, he said, yes, they have Avinu Malkeinu. Like, Bahav already was...
Yeah,
we don't even say on Yom Kippur for Shabbos, except it's by Nila. By us, it makes it quicker davening, only by Nila. Before Shabbos, right? But he says they stay on Shabbos. I know, yeah, but that's by all. I thought it was Minik Satma. It's Satma. It's true, but as a Minik Hasidim, I know that Satma and many others, they the Chalm say Avinu Malkeinu but the Nesim. So, because it's only Sesame Chu, maybe that was Shlomo Zalman Neubach, maybe that's what he meant, that we see that Sesame Chu is Mochama, so that's what he's claiming, what about for us, Ashkenaz, it says it by Tanaisim, maybe it's Mokal, and we won't say it by a bris. But he passed again, for us, we say it even by a bris. Even by a bris, it's down to him, it's like a decaf. There's another Shang, Benegir Bichas Koyanim, in Eitzol, the Noyik to have Bichas Koyanim every day. It's every day by Shachris, and not by Mincha, except by Tainis. By Tainis, they have Birchas Kainim even by Mincha. The reason is because you don't say Birchas Kainim after eating. By Shachris, before eating, the Kahanim could say Birchas Kainim. But by Mincha already, it's after eating, and the reason is it's a Chashash Shifras that they have in Shaka, and therefore there's no Birchas Kainim after eating on every day. That's right. We say also, the Achrenim Claire, what about a Kohen who's a Chayla and he has to eat on a Tainus in a Moshe Yisrael? Does he go up to Duchen by Mincha? He personally had to eat. Everyone's the same Birchas Kohenim in Yisrael by Mincha, but he had to eat. Can he go up and Duchen? So Pichodesh, another place can say that only if he's the only Kohen. If he's the only Kohen, I'm sorry. Other Chaim say that if he's the only Kohen, then he should go up. Not to be mevatel of the Birchas Kohenim. If there's other Kohanim, bet he should not go up. The Pichodesh, another person Machon, they say he could go up because since it's Yom Tainis, there's no chashash shechris. Even though this Kohen, that's the Yom Kippur, he's not going to drink mashkin and mashak. He's not going to drink wine. It's no chashash. But others say that only if there's no other Kohanim. The Shlomo Zalman Paskin like those Paskin, only if there's no other Kohanim. But he said, even if there's one Kohen, then he should go up. Because there's a big Maya that have two Kohanim. We might have two Kohanim, so if he's the second Kohen, he could go up. If there's already two Kohanim without him, he should not go up. What? It doesn't say. Does he go out or not? It doesn't say. I gather, yes, the Kohen over here, I saw him on. And yeah, we have Birchas Kohanim on Yantav. I saw Kohen Jean having a coffee before davening on Shabbos. And I got to ask him, do you eat before davening on Yantav? And he said to me, yeah, you know, cake, he eats. So I asked him, so how do you duchen? I never thought about it. But how do Kohanim even in Chusos, how do they duchen Yantav if they eat before davening? And he didn't know what I was talking about. And I explained to him the whole Indian, that's why we don't have duchening by Mincha, because, except in Yom Kippur, you know, Tanesim, because of Chashash Meshaka. So he answered me, he said, well, it's only a Te'ima Ba'alma. There's no Chashash Meshaka on that. And I think he's right. He answered good. He said, it's only a Te'ima. So you know, it's not a Suda. That's why maybe that's the Hetzah. Why? Oh, I'm not getting involved with the Issa of eating before davening. Oh, it becomes a chayla. Right. But what about the Chashash Meshaka? What about that? How is the Kohen Duchen if he eats?
He's only eating what he needs.
He feels he needs a little something to eat. He doesn't need wine. He doesn't. That's right. As much, right. Oh, that's the Torah. That was
nobody wants to smoke today.
Right.
Nobody wants to smoke today. People don't trust. No, seriously.
Okay. If they don't have a head to cholmosh, and we know that we have a chesin that we make on this. Rabavitch just have a line. Rabavitch just say etzen of nish fresen. Yeah. They eat, but not that much.
We have a similar shalom about Aliyah to be oiled by somebody who ate in the fence.
God was claiming the poskim that tell a kohen who eats on a tainus he could be on the duchen by mincha. I don't think they say this. So I was wondering if part of the het is because of the bizarreness of the kohen, that the kohen should not be mivuyish, and they came to shul tzav, and everyone has to know that he's a kohen. Maybe he shouldn't be embarrassed. He did kalocha. If he ate kalocha, nothing to be embarrassed about. But some people do feel funny, you know, that everyone should know about it. Maybe that's part of the reason they were makel that the kohen could be duchen. But upon him, it seems to be a machlokes. There's another shayla. Someone who the doctors tell him he's not a well person, he could fast one tainus that in a month. It's too much for him to fast two tainus in a month. And lamashal, if you have some gedalia and yom kippur, two tainus in a week, that's pretty poshut that we would tell him. Eat him and some gedalia, make sure you fast yom kippur, obviously. Yom kippur is more important. But what about if you have shavuos batamos and tisha b'av in 1 month, and they're very close to each other, and Dr. Steele, he has to rest up after a fast. There's too much to fast two tanaisim in a month. He has to pick one. Shiva Asa Batamas or Tisha B'Av. Which one should he fast? So Shamazan brings down, there's an advice. We once spoke about this in a previous year. The advice talks about someone who's based on Surim, someone who's in prison. He's in jail, and they give him a shus, the Melch gives him a shus to go out one day in the year. Should he wait for a day for Mr. Deraisa, like Shaifa, Tia Shaifa, or for Sukkah? Or should he go out right then and there? He has to daven with a minion. Right now I have a mitzvah to daven with a minion. And don't push it off. And don't push it off. And go out right away. He says, Lashon, the Rav Paskin, go out that day in Fatah. Right now you have a mitzvah seeing with Tzibah. Mitzvah bong yod kartach mitzena. And go out right then. And right there, come Shaifel, come Sukkah, you'll be an Einus and finish your Einus. He doesn't talk about Tzuna. He said Tzuna B'Tziva. Maybe he had Tzuna in prison. His case was Tzuna B'Tziva. He tells him, Tzuna B'Tziva. Can you imagine if it's Tzuna B'Tziva? He tells him, you're not going every day because you're in jail. You got Rishus to go out. Right to the next day, you're in Einus. You don't think about it. Yeah, but I can't. That's what the Zad tells. Maybe the Zad tells more of a Chiyiv than others are Mechakas. It's a Chiyiv or it's a Maila. That's not his reason. His reason is because mitzvah only yotzara mitzana. When you have a mitzvah, you don't push it off and finish. You don't make the chesbonis. And your next mitzvah will be you'll be an einus and finish. Don't think that. Right, that's the thing. Right now you do what you
must.
Right, that's the story. Right now you machleid. But the ma'aser. So according to that svara, in this case, we should tell him fast on shivas the betamas. Right now you machleid. Don't. Well, maybe some Gedalia. I was like some Gedalia also. He doesn't talk about that. I don't know. He just talks about Kointish Advat. He wants to say you would fast on the Shiva with Amaz and Shveta and Tishabav, you'd be nice. So the Mice of Shamazaman told the person not to do that. He says, eat on Shiva with Amaz and fast on Tishabav. He says, we don't pass like the Advat Halacha. Interesting. He seems to be saying even the jail case, I don't know what his mock is, but he's saying even the jail case, we were not doing like the Advat. We told the person, wait for Mr. Daisa. The Mishnah Melech brings it down, but that's what he's asking.
Well, if he was here today, he'd be an honest.
Was there an option to do both of them? No, he doesn't say that. Probably is accomplishes nothing, you know. I mean, it's something. Half the time it's something, but you mean the chaver? It is. Some person who's a chaver in only case of the say should do that, but. Okay, another chiddush in Hilchos Shemai, so Shlomo Zalman said, is Chashram a Sefer Torah, if they're not even knowing Kiddush, Shlomo Zalman said, is that we know the Lachos of the Sefer Torah falls down, the Gemara says in Makon V'Chavov, that you fast. So everyone that sees the fast, if the person closes his eyes, maybe doesn't see it, he'd be Potter, but anyone who may manage the Torah has to fast. But Shlomo Zalman said, the chiddush, if you're medayik in the Gemara says, Sefer Torah Shnochel Miyodai, Sefer Torah falls on a person's hand, then there's a chiyuv tainus, Rachman Son. But Shem Zaman wanted to pass again, I think it was Maisha Shahoyah, someone opened up their own Kurdish, and Rachman Son, the Sefer Torah fell out by itself. He said there's no chiyuv tainus in that. Because the Gemara just says if it fell out of a person's hand, there's a chiyuv tainus, not if it fell out by itself. Now, what's the svar? It's maybe Meduyik in the Gemara. Maybe the Gemara is talking about more of a more common case, Rachman Son. But he seems to be Mechalik, and he said if it falls out by itself, there's no chiyuv tainus. It's a chiddush. Because that we don't have in the Gemara. The Indian of the Tainus on the outside that we were talking about before, it's the Gemara in the Dharm that he'd base, the Loch and Shulchan Aruch and Hechus Avela Simit Shinai and Vosif Dalet, the fast on the outside. But Shalom Zaman said already, there's Manenu, there's Nechushus Adarius, because people are Shvach and Tanesim already are difficult for us to develop this make on this Tainus. And I think most people do not fast on the outside. I think the reason really is also because of the Bittul Tayyar. It's hard to learn on a Tainus. And if that's like the reason, then on the other side, a person should feel as long as he's eating, he should have to learn the whole day and learn as much as he can. If he has a job and he has no choice for his panasa, but he should also try to learn as much as possible that day, if that's the reason why he's not fasting on the outside. Then even that, he further on Maisim, and he gave a Cholim Ra, it's a whole Perek in Brachas, last Perek Aroya, then on a Cholim, many people like Amar, on Chaman Slan, the Beer Cholimus, a person should fast. Yeah, so Shlomo Zalman writes in Maisa, he heard from Hagoyim Zongim and Bengus, the Rabbi Yishlayim, told him when he was a younger man, and he was still in Europe, he's a Volozhin originally, when he was still in Europe, the Yitzchak Chonon, the Pesach Gadol, came to his town, he was a younger man, and he went in to meet the Gadol, and he was talking to him, and he told him a personal problem he has, that he has many times, very often, Cholei Misra. He has these bad dreams, and he has to fast, and he feels that the fasting is sharing his learning, you know, he doesn't have keichus, he's not learning properly that day. So this kind of told him there's nothing but a tzatzi yetzer. The yetzer is coming to you. He wants to stop you from learning. How could the yetzer stop as a masna if he was then moving, being some learning? He gives you a chom ra, makes you fast. It's all a tzatzi yetzer. And he gave him advice. What you should do is every night before you go to sleep, you should learn over the few black amora on chalei misra and brachas. And if you learn it before you go to sleep, then even if you think about it, you're potter. Because the halacha is, if you thought about something in the day, and then you dream about it at night, it means nothing. It's only because you thought about it in the day, it means nothing. So I was thinking, this Eitzah is very good for Zangim and Bengus. Tell him, go learn a few block of Murray before you go to sleep, you know. If you give me that Eitzah, I would not have a bad dream for another reason. I'd be up the whole night trying to finish the Gemara, you know. The Vagmaisa for him was an Eitzah, and he got to say that he started doing it, and all the Cholemis just stopped in Gansen. That wasn't even his Eitzah. He didn't tell him the Cholemis to stop. He's giving him halacha at the Vagmaisa, and that's close to stop entirely.
That was a riot in the
Gemara. Oh, okay. The pasuk states when Yosef Tzadik, when he revealed himself to his brothers, he gave the shvatim matanos. The pasuk says, "Achum nasan lish chalifas malos." He gave to each brother a change of clothing. And the Binyamin nasan shlomish meis kesef v'chamish chalifas malos. And to Binyamin he gave 300 kesef and 5 changes of clothing. Reb Chaim Berlin was medayek. He said, "Look at the pasuk. The word chalifas is twice. The word change of clothing is twice in the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk chalifas is malay with a vav." And the end of the pasuk, if you look at the pasuk, Khalifa is chasa without the bab. Cheslametei saf. It's a shugel pella. Like in one pasuk, you have the same word twice, and first it's molly, then it's chasa. What's pshat? So Chaim Berlin said, he said, is the aside from Rashi in Pashkisisa, in the pasuk of the luchais that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down from Hasinai, the luchais is written also chasa. Luchais is lamet ches saf, without a bab. And Rashi spells in that, Rashi says, Luchas Ksiv. Luchas is written Lamachesaf, without a vav. Shehoyu Shtein Shavais, because both were equal. They're both exactly the same measurements, both Luchas. So you see from Rashi aside, that whenever a word is Zoshin Rabim, and it's written Chasa, it comes to tell you that they are equal, equal measurements. Because it made us very good, this Pasuk. In the beginning of the Pasuk, Khalifais is going on the clothing he gave to the brothers. Over there, Mestam, each brother was a slightly different height, a little, an inch taller, an inch shorter, slightly different height. As a Mela, every change of clothing was different, it was different sizes. So there it says, Khalifa Ismole, with above. But by Binyamin, it says he gave him Chumash Khalifa Ismole, so he gave him 5 sizes. It was one person, and he was one person, and he was one size. Every set of clothing was the same size. That's why it's Chasa. Because when it's Chasa, it's Kumshav. I was thinking of it, maybe a different Shav, this is Chaim Berlin, the Sifsan. He's a Rav Moscow and Shvet the Rav Nishlaim. According to Chaim Berlin. I was thinking maybe a different shot. There's a Vavusta Gemara in Megillah of Tezayin. The Gemara says, how did Yosef Tzadik give more to Binyamin than the other brothers? Something that he suffered from, Pshutei Shemikra, Yosef suffered from jealousy that he had the Ksenus Pasim. He had the extra coat that the brothers didn't have. He suffered from jealousy. Now he's doing it to his brother Binyamin that they should be jealous of him, that he got more clothing. So the Gemara is a terror. So Binyamin Yefes, Remez Ramaz Leishasim Atzmenu Ben, Sheyesim Tnei Melchach, Mishluchim Malchus. So the Remez that he's going to have a son, Mordechai Yeshimini, who's going to come shave Binyamin, he's going to be in front of the Melchach with the Chamesh Shalushim Malchus. It was Remez. But the Goyim, Yisakasha, is not really answering the question because there's still kinnah. How does it take away the kinnah? Now the Goyim doesn't explain the kasha because maybe they take away the kinnah because he explained he's only doing it as a remez. The Teretz says, I don't think Yosef explained the remez to them. Because then everybody would know that it was Shemim Asar, but Chai Yisrael, that he's going to be Enochol Binyamin who's going to come in front of the mouth. And they should have expected it to happen by Mordechai, and it seems it was a whole surprise, no one knew it was coming. So I don't think, yes, I think it was more together, Mesnaba Veni De Mashna Snaba. I think it was just like a remnant he was doing, he didn't even realize why he was doing it. And they didn't know about it. So mainly the fact that Gain Akasha, the Chedu is Kinna. So the Gain says, the text like this, he says that, the real Teretz is why there wasn't a Kinna was that Yosef gave to the brothers more, one piece of clothing was more expensive. And to Binyamin, he gave 5 sets of clothing, which was an equal dollar value, but it was 5 sets. But there was no kinnah. For example, he gave to each shavit, to each brother, he gave $1,000 suit. And to Binyamin, he gave 5 $200 suits. There's no kinnah there. Everybody got $1,000. Everyone got $1,000 suits. And here, each one got 5 $200 suits. And the reason why he did it that way. Well, he had something in him to do a remez. I don't know if he knew or not. Maybe it was a snap. He was doing it even a while. He was doing a remez, and the remez was the Muslim too high. Someone in Milsahi, it was like this course, that this will be Hatzor.
But that's what I'm saying. We just needed 5
to be Meramez, right? Whatever that is. But that's why there was no kinna, because everyone got the same amount. Oh, that's the Goyim. So I wanted to show too, maybe this Goyim's vod will offend this kash also. That's why by the brothers it says Khalifa Smoli with a vod, because each one got an expensive suit. And the Yama got Chomish Khalifa is Chosa, because each one was less and less expensive. It's also maybe also offend for the kash. I think there's more of it. And then this Sabbatai should say, Hapas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyagin L'Simcha.